Now to close up, Grant Maudsley has been reappointed as President of Agforce Queensland, with the new 9-person board replacing a 24-member board. I spoke with Grant Maudsley, who's a cattle and grains producer from Mitchell, about the first item on the agenda for the new board.
We've got some important changes internally going on in the organisation, but more importantly, the focus is on policy and really good proactive policy going forward for the ag sector in Queensland and basically bring a renewed set of eyes and keen to develop proactive policy rather than be reactive like we have been possibly in the past.
What sort of proactive policy are you talking about there, which you'd like to see done as soon as possible?
Yeah, look, there's always ongoing ones. So, always transport routes and regulations and things like data droughts in the bush, that sort of thing, phone access. But, if we're going to grow food and fibre in Queensland, go up from 18 to say, $30 billion over the next decade, we really need the right policy settings and, a very measured development agenda. A state without a development agenda is not going to grow. So we've got to make sure that we work really hard, and we've got to make sure that we're actually hardwired back to the members on policy issues that are affecting their livelihoods. And in this state, we've had issues on veg management. We've had some good wins as well. But importantly, grassroots organisation like Agforce needs to step up to the plate and keep working hard.
You mentioned transport routes at the top there. It looks like there could be a little bit of action there in the next 6 months anyway, with the government making some progress. How important are they to get them right so you can get produce and stock to market?
Yeah, look, it's a real challenge. Things around loading schemes and unhooking trailers on grain transport routes and getting the largest possible combination into the end user. Look, it all costs money. If you send a VW, it's obviously dearer than sending a road train, or it can be about access onto those particular roads, even where you can't even get access. So it's pretty important that we keep the cost down, so we can maximise the employment out in the regions and maximise the employment in the bush. It's one of those costs that we work really hard on to keep under control.
And the reform and changes to Agforce, can you tell me what you hope they will achieve?
So what I'm basically doing is basically trying to streamline the process. So we've gone from a 24-man person board down to a 9-person board, but underpinning that is ramped up policy development process. So really, really more focused groups on policy development that come straight to the board and get the right output and the right result and lobby government with that policy. But it's just really important in any organisation that you have just really positive, excitable people involved in the policy development process. It's about good quality people and selecting the right people for the job. And part of the process is actually about getting the people that just want to do policy work and not get worried about the governance or the operations, the stuff behind the organisation that makes it work. So it's important we get people are very interested in developing new policy involved so they can drive the future of their industries.
Agforce Queensland President Grant Maudsley speaking on his reappointment for the next 2 years. And that's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today, Thursday the 17th of November. Don't forget, if you've got a story or want to get in touch, you can via email the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.